Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many people are saddled with credit card debt. Emily Stark from Minnesota State University of Mankato explains how paying down a credit card bill is as much a psychological effort as a budgetary one.
A study done by psychologist Neil Stewart and published in 2009 in the journal Psychological Science demonstrates how the minimum payment that you see on your credit card bills can act as an anchor and drag down your idea of how much you should pay. In anchoring, random or arbitrary numbers can bias judgments. Imagine guessing the number of jelly beans in a jar. You look at the guess of the person before you and adjust your guess a little higher or a little lower, right? That other person's guess becomes an anchor and it will influence your judgment. If they have guessed high, you might go a little lower. Or if they guess low, you might go a little higher. But your guess is influenced by that other number. Even randomly given numbers can act as anchors and influence judgments. In Stewart's study, participants viewed a fake credit card bill that either included a minimum repayment amount or no minimum amount. About half of the participants indicated they would pay in full, regardless of whether or not there was a minimum payment. But for the other half of participants, those who viewed a minimum payment amount decided that they would pay, on average, 23% of the total. But those who didn't receive a minimum payment decided they would pay, on average, 44% of the total balance. Not viewing that minimum payment led participants to pay almost twice as much as those who did see the minimum payment. That minimum payment acted as an anchor and dragged down the final payment amounts. So what should you do besides paying your bill in full each month? Perhaps try to focus only on the total amount you owe and don't look at that minimum payment.
That was Minnesota State University Mankato's Emily Stark. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.